You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, everyone who lives in the Dairy Drive encampment has to leave. The city is set to demolish the encampment after a years-long partnership with Madison Street Medicine, who operated the site. It was funded by federal pandemic money, which has since run out. Joey Russo is one of the residents who are now forced to leave.
Dairy Drive provides assistance for people like me that need each other's help. This is our home. This is our home.
Staff and volunteers have been working to find alternative housing for the 29 people who lived there. There was a last-ditch effort to save it last week. It failed by just one vote. And earlier this week, we told you about a redevelopment proposal that would force beloved Middleton restaurant Imperial Garden to move. Now, another plan could force one of Madison's most romantic restaurants to move to make way for student apartments. Portobello has been in an almost hidden spot on North Francis Street for nearly 60 years. They serve Italian classics in a traditional environment. It's often been voted Madison's most romantic restaurant. The State Journal reports a company called Villa Student Housing in Texas wants to build a 16-story apartment building there. It would be surrounded by other student housing high-rises already there. The owners believe Portobello is one of Madison's oldest restaurants. It's been there since 1967. Now, this project is still in the development phases and would need approval from different committees and the Common Council. Meanwhile, a grocery store on University is closing. Fresh Mart moved into the old Whole Foods when Whole Foods moved further west down University. The family-owned store is now set to shut down. Its last day open is this Sunday. They also have a location in Sun Prairie that will continue to stay open. Republican lawmakers are introducing bills they say would increase the housing supply in Wisconsin. The cost to buy a home here rose by more than 50% just in the 5 years between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. In polling, people often rank affordable housing as one of their top concerns. Tom Larson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states. Over the last 15 years, Wisconsin has built fewer housing units per capita than the national average.
One of the bills would create a program Republican lawmakers say would make it easier for people to buy their first home. Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown.
It creates a new program of 0% interest second mortgage loans, up to $60,000 or 25% of a home's purchase price, to help first-time buyers. They can use these for down payments and closing costs.
These bills would also include creating statewide guidance for accessory dwelling units. That's where people add homes, sometimes tiny homes, in their backyards. Some municipalities allow this already, but this bill would codify some rules statewide. Republicans say some of these plans were included in Governor Tony Evers' original budget, but they removed them, so they expect many of these measures to get bipartisan support. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at three different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on their offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show, and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling "no, no" in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts "no, no" in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists, opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw, and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway, and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.